风声、雨声、开盘声，声声入耳。股市、汇市、房市、天下事，事事关心。欢迎收听西雅图中文电台每周财经节目。每周财经节目由瑞迈太平洋房地产 REMAX Pacific 总裁胡秀平、山里胡冠名播出，电话425-321-2659。
2020年7月10日星期五，各位听众朋友们，大家晚上好，这里是西雅图中文电台每周财经节目，我是主持人静怡。首先，我们共同回顾一下本周的股市。美股周五收高，纳指再度创下盘中与收盘的历史新高。关于瑞德西韦能显著降低新冠病毒患者的死亡率的报道，增强了市场的信心。美国疫情形势恶化，被视为不易受到疫情影响的大型科技股受到追捧。美国酝酿发放新一轮的抗疫支票，上限将不超失业者失业前的薪酬。道指涨369.21点，或1.44%，报26,075.30点。纳指涨69.69点，或0.66%，报10,617.44点。标普500指数涨32.99点，或1.05%，报7,185.04点。在周五的尾盘，纳指最高上涨到达了10,622.35点，创下了盘中的历史新高。本周累计道指是累计收涨了0.96%，纳指是累计收涨了4.01%，标普500指数则上涨1.75%。特斯拉在本周是上涨27.9%，与此同时，做空特斯拉头寸逼近了200亿美元。本周纳指是跌创新高，科技股与非科技股的差距变得更大。自6月1日以来，标普500指数的信息技术和非必需消费品板块，其中包括亚马逊，各自上涨了10%以上，而大盘是上涨了3%。在同一个时间段，能源股的板块是下跌11.7%，公共事业和金融部门分别是下跌5.6%和3.9%。汇市方面，美元对大多数的即时货币下跌，并连续第二周走低。本周是下跌0.51%，创下一个月最大的单周跌幅。在新冠感染数据不断攀升的背景下，有关一种病毒治疗方法的报道提振了消费者的乐观情绪。瑞典克朗对美元表现最佳，日元升至两周的高位。美元指数跌0.13%，报96.65。新冠肺炎潜在的治疗药物积极的消息燃起了希望，盖过了人们对美国和全球感染人数激增的担忧。美国最终需求生产者物价指数的 PPI 在5月份是反弹了0.4%，显示经济在与新冠大流行造成的需求低迷做斗争。上月 PPI 是环比下降了0.2%，该消息也导致美元下滑。澳元对美元是跌0.2%至0.6950，澳元对日元和澳元对纽元的走势给汇率带来了压力。技术面看，澳元对美元跌破了在0.6963的趋势线支撑位，目标看是0.6880。黄金期货方面，金价周五下跌，现货黄金一度较日高回落于16美元，刷新近二日低点至1794.24美元每盎司。因美国股市上涨，令流入黄金的资金减少。不过，十年期美国收益率跌至4月份以来的最低，限制了金价的跌势。由于新冠感染人数的飙升，金价在本周升至近9年来的最高，也是连续的第五周上涨。RBC Wealth Management 董事总经理 George 表示，过去的一周，随着 ETF 的指数级的流动，黄金价格也上涨了不少。随着股市走强，周末即将到来，投资者正在利用这一机会锁定利润，以持有风险较高的资产头寸。商品收盘的方面， COMEX 8月的黄金期货是收跌0.1%至1801.90美元每盎司，本周累计 约是涨和 0.7%， 连续第五周上涨。最后我们来看一下原油期货，油价在周五是上涨超过 2%。 此前国际能源事务 IEA 上调2020年的需求预测，一种病毒治疗方法显示出的令人鼓舞的结果，数据显示美国能源公司连续第十周将活跃的钻井基数减至了历史的新低位。该消息也给油价带去了支撑，但美国新增的数例再创了纪录，打击了人们对燃料消费快速复苏的预期。 WTI 8月的原油期货收涨是 0.93 美元，涨为 2.35%， 报 40.55 美元每桶。布伦特9月的原油期货收涨 2.10%，涨幅为 2.10%， 收涨是 0.89 美元，结算价格是 43.24 美元每桶。接下来我们看一下全球大公司动态。字节跳动正考虑改变旗下短视频应用 TikTok 的公司构架。该公司的高管正在讨论的选项包括为 TikTok 创建新的委员会，或者最早于12月在中国以外的地方建立总部。新加坡、伦敦和都柏林都是候选地点。目前 TikTok 并没有全球总部，新任命的 CEO 凯文·梅耶尔主要是在美国的洛杉矶办公。今年上半年 TikTok 下载量较去年同期是增长了 88.7%， 排名前三的市场分别为印度、巴西和美国，分别占 27.5%、 9.6% 和 8.2%。再度超越腾讯控股，重返中国市场市值第一的位置后，张勇首次以阿里巴巴集团董事会主席的身份发表了致股东信。张勇称，过去的一个财年，尽管受到疫情的影响，阿里巴巴仍然实现了五年前确立的战略目标，即 GMV 超过100亿美元。张勇称，下一个目标是未来五年将为超过10亿的中国消费者提供服务，并在平台上促进超过10万亿元人民币的消费。年初以来，阿里巴巴和腾讯控股在总市值上互相紧追不舍，多次出现了赶超的局面。中国信通院数据显示，2020年6月国内手机市场总体出货量是 2863.0 万部，同比下降 16.6%。 1至6月国内手机市场总体出货量累计是 1.53 亿部，同比下降 17.7%。 2020年6月国内的市场的 5G 的手机的出货量是 1751.3 万部，占同比出货手机的 61.2%。 1到6月的国内手机5G 的整个的手机的累计出货量是 6359.7 万部，占比是 41.5%。 富士康计划投资最多为10亿美元，扩建印度南部的一家 iPhone 组装厂，此举是苹果公司逐步将生产转出中国的举措之一。该公司正在应对国际紧张的局势和新冠病毒危机造成的干扰。富士康董事长刘扬伟在上个月表示，该公司将大力在印度的投资，但并未透露任何相关细节。与此同时，印度也在努力促进富士康等公司的电子产品的制造业务，于上个月启动了一项高达 66.1 亿美元的计划，为5家全球智能手机厂商提供在印度国内建立或扩大生产的激励措施。研究机构 Gartner 在周四公布的初步数据显示，个人电脑制造商在第二季度的出货量比上年同期增加 2.8%， 总计6480万台。另一研究机构 IDC 则预期同比增长是 11%， 惠普和联想分别占据全球市场约 25% 的份额。 Gartner 认为联想在二季度的销量是稍稍领先的，而 IDC 则认为惠普则为该季度的销量第一。戴尔、苹果和宏基三家公司在这两个榜单中分别是名列第3到第5名。 特斯拉股价在周五收盘大涨 10.78%， 股价突破了1500美元，至 1544.64 美元，既创整个历史的新高，市值也接近了2900亿美元。交易员们都押注特斯拉可能会被纳入标普500指数。特斯拉股价本周是累计上涨 27.9%， 在过去的六个月当中，其股价已大涨了 190%。 得益于特斯拉股价的飙升，马斯克的财富也在本周五达到了705亿美元，晋升全球第七大富豪，排名超过了股神巴菲特，也领先于甲骨文创始人和谷歌创始人。丰田将在主力车型卡罗拉系列中加入首款 SUV 卡罗拉 Cross， 并已于泰国上市。丰田将以亚洲等新兴市场为中心扩大销售区域。卡罗拉是丰田的代表品牌，1966年第一代上市，目前为止卡罗拉系列在150多个国家和地区的销量超过了4800万台。丰田今年秋季还将推出亚力士 Cross，加强 SUV 的产品线。本田汽车公司宣布与宁德时代签署全方位战略合作协议，并收购约 1% 的宁德时代的股权，双方尚未透露股权交易的价格。此次战略合作将覆盖动力电池的可能开发、稳定供给、回收利用等领域。宁德时代将向本田在中国生产的汽车供应纯电动汽车使用的电力电池，产品预计于2022年向中国市场投放。通过本次战略合作，本田汽车与宁德时代还将致力于打造面向全球的电动化产品和解决方案。广汽集团公告，6月份汽车销量为186587辆，同比是下降 1.26%， 一到六月累计销量是824579辆，同比下降 17.51%。 在西门子特别股东大会上，西门子能源分拆方案获得了西门子绝大多数股东的投票批准。根据这一方案，西门子能源业务部将会被分拆至西门子能源股份公司，未来西门子股份公司将押注于数字化工业、智能基础设施和西门子交通业务。西门子将继续推进公开上市的进一步准备工作。西门子能源资本市场计划于2020年9月1日举行，西门子能源将于2020年9月28日公开上市。西门子能源2019年的财年营收约是290亿欧元。好，我们进入节目的第三个阶段，也就是话题讨论时间。话题讨论，我们再次邀请我们本周的嘉宾 Sam。 Hey Sam。
Hello。
Today I just wonder, what do you want to discuss?
That's a great question. So, what I'd like to discuss, is a topic that's, near and dear to my heart, which is malls and department stores, because as a kidI partook in those, services that they offered, and, the current world that we're in might change that. So that's the topic I'd like to discuss.
今天我们是有请 Sam 来抛出一个话题。 Sam 今天要和我们讨论，提议讨论的就是，随着百货公司的消失，购物中心可能是下一个。Hey Sam, actually before you mentioned the topic, I just saw one of the news just a few hours ago about Walmart membership program. I think the mall you mentioned have something to do with a huge like this anchor store.
Yeah, department stores, right? So
yes.
Malls and their success historically has depended on having big retailers, department stores, Sears, JCPenney,to make the overall offering of a mall stronger. So the small stores could survive because the big stores attracted everybody. And so it worked. And the story that you're alluding to is Walmart is thinking about challenging Amazon with a subscription service. So that's very interesting.
刚刚 Sam 提到的也是我刚刚问出这个问题，就是其实在几个小时之前的一个新的消息，就是沃尔玛的会员计划呢是在七月即将推出。其实通常 Sam 刚刚提到的这个话题，就是在美国呢一些大型的这些购物场所或者是说百货公司，其实是有一个在一个区域当中是有一个非常重要的或者是一个比较叫做 anchor store 这样一个存在。像我们经常常见的沃尔玛啊 JCPenney 啊，这些都是属于其中的一部分。 Yeah, it's like Walmart is one of the anchoring store and or department. So, like Sears, JCPenney's, those. So, I totally get right now, or this is not even right now, it's happened or is happening before the pandemic. So why is it affecting malls now?
So, if we think about the general behavior changes that started, you know, the malls were huge in the 80s and through most of the 90s, but the 90s, they started seeing changes with online shopping, you know, being one of the reasons that most people thought it was going to decline. And they might have had business model problems as well, right? But if you start, you know, going into the 2000s and, you know, to now, the basics are online shopping has taken a bite out of it and customers realistically are just getting less value from the malls. So those are the historic factors that are leading into it. And now add on coronavirus and the COVID-19 pandemic, you basically have all of those previous weaknesses plus this extra concept where people are just not going to shopping malls like they did before because of social distancing, and they can get things online. It makes it very hard to sustain a mall. And so,
yeah, that makes
sense,
actually. 随着大流行的进行呢，其实在大流行之前，这些实体的零售店就处于一个相当于说是地震变化之中。嗯，就像刚我们提到那些 JCPenney 啊，包括 Sears 啊，这些公司其实就像 JCPenney 也在申请破产清算门店， Sears 也已经申请了破产。所以像这些公司其实是并不是说在大流行之后而产生的，但在大流行之前，像这些在美国是叫做百货公司这样一种称谓的话，其实他们也已经存在了。可能说是因为整个的大流行，所以导致我们的居家令更少的去参与这种室外的这种购物。像 Sam 提到的，在八九十年代这种购物中心是非常火爆的，但九十年代呢，就是随着当时的一些线上的消费的冲击，呈现了较轻微的下滑，然后在2000年、2010年、2020年的现在，所以就是也是一个逐步发展的过程。Yeah, it's like I understand like pandemic sort of like just pushed everything or accelerated the entire process, especially when you mention about online right now, all the lockdowns, definitely we cannot participate more outdoors, right?
Yeah.
So, is there any other difference you see between malls in the United States? Like is more, one mall is the same, exactly same more or in the industry actually insider information can telling us a little bit different between one to another.
Yeah, so, well, in the United States alone, we'll tackle international in a little bit, there's basically tiers of malls, right? There's tiers for quality. So you have higher end malls and more affluent areas, and those tend to be fine. Then there might be lower end and mid-range malls, which are the ones that are most likely struggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so higher end malls, you might have massive entertainment complexes, movie theaters, you know, bowling, who knows, maybe swimming, all sorts of kind of, you know, quality of life things in one spot. Plus you have restaurants and, you know, again, like I said, fancy stores. Lower end malls, you probably have the department stores, the JCPenney's and Sears, which, you know, both have filed bankruptcy recently. And surprisingly, or to me it was surprising, over 10% of malls basically have a Sears or a JCPenney, so that's not great for the malls in general, right? And so that's the general makeup of just, you know, medium, high, and low mall categories. And so then if you look at internationally, you know, when we visited China, for example, the mall doesn't necessarily have department stores. It's not really the main thing. It's not an anchoring point. Rather, it's a bunch of shops, tons of food, and a lot of entertainment. And so the structures, I would say, are different internationally and domestically.
我觉得 Sam 提到的这个观念其实挺好的，因为在中国呢，其实是没有相对来说美国的这种这种购物中心的一个概念，就是他们都是一层，然后围绕着一个 JCPenney Sears 来建立的。而在 Sam 说到的，其实这个数据还挺有趣的，10%以上的在美国的这种 mall 是有一个 Sears 或 JCPenney， 而两家公司也都不幸申请了破产。在美国呢，像这种购物中心是也是分为阶层的，就比如说有高档层、中档层和低档层。高档层呢就是稍微高消费，或者是也有像这种高等级的这种餐馆啊类似的。而低档次的就比如说是像Sam 刚提到是有 JCPenney 或 Sears 这种。Yeah, I think it's very interesting to understanding the infrastructure between two countries or even in the United States. Actually, we have different tiers. So I have two questions, actually. The first question is, do you see the impact to different tiers is exactly the same or varies? If varies, to what extent, like the impact?
Yeah, so...The higher end malls, so we'll just look at the two extremes, okay? The higher end malls and the lower end malls. The lower end malls are already in trouble. Most likely, you know, again, going back to the fact that 10% of, you know, malls have a Sears or JCPenney's, the lower end malls are going to have a hard time replacing those companies, right? There's not a lot of other department stores that are most likely in the market to put themselves in a business model that's in some areas failing, right? So,lower end malls are definitely hurt more, but higher end malls are also impacted. And so if you don't have a big department store in your lower end mall, then the little malls can't basically survive, or the little stores in the mall aren't necessarily going to survive. And also they generally have a legal reason to get out of those malls. Part of their contracts is to say, hey, I will join your mall. I will put my company's, you know, reputation here and business here as long as we have these,big stores to help bring in traffic. And if those particular stores leave, then they can leave. And so it makes it really hard for lower end malls once they lose a department store to refill their stores. Then there's the higher end malls. They also have problems, but they tend to have a lot of diversification. So, I mean, like, for example, Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom's is closing some stores. Neiman Marcus filed for bankruptcy. So they are impacted as well, but they're not closing their stores.Whereas, you know, the lower end malls, they tend to suffer from the department stores closing and then the chain effects of the big things leaving that area.
Sam 提到了这个我觉得也是很有趣的一个现象。但他说的这个问题是因为在美国是有不同层级的购物中心，就比如说是有高级层的购物中心和有稍微亲民，就比如说低级型的这种购物中心。数据显示 10% 刚刚说到的是在这种第三级层，也就是低层的这种购物中心当中是有JCPenney 或者是 Sears， 而 JCPenney 和 Sears 也是在清算的过程当中，所以说他们也是在逐渐的随着清算的过程也在逐渐的离开这些购物中心。如果这些大型的像这种 anchor store 离开购物中心，那其他依附于这些这个大型购物中心的小型的餐馆或者是餐厅，或者是即便说小型的商店，肯定是会受到客源的影响。所以这个就是在新冠病毒之前就是已经在挣扎的这种小型低型的这种购物中心，现在受到的影响肯定是相当大的。对于这种高层级的购物中心呢，在大家都处于居家令的状态，也是可想而知，也是会有一定的影响，但是相比于来说，影响可能会稍微轻微一些。So we discussed about the impact to different tiers, especially the two extremes, and we also discussed about the department store impacting right now the malls as well. So I just wondering, I know it's definitely there's no answers, but I want to hear about your advice or opinion. What do you think going to happen? They are empty space, right? So something going to happen, right?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, there are actual investors that are very interested in the mid-tier malls, right? They probably have a pretty good location, a decent population size, probably not too much competition and available space because the department stores might have left. And what they're doing is they're basically seeing this particular change as an opportunity to reinvent malls and reuse that space. Now, so people are thinking that way. So that's astute of your question is astute. The thing that's interesting about that is what does that actually mean? What do they use it? Some call it demalling, which is sort of a funny term, right? This particular movement. And, you know, what might that look like? Well, some of them have suggested, you know, maybe adding local markets, right? Like your farmer's market type thing. Maybe we can have some sort of concept like that in a mall, right? You have the nice air conditioning. You have all the other nice things that are there already. That would be one possibility. You know, maybe event space for get-togethers, you know, whether it's a convention of some sort, internet cafe at large scales, you know, maybe something to that effect. Another idea would be to convert it into affordable housing, restaurants. Our local Amazon here did actually something with a couple of malls that I'm aware of where they basically purchased closed out malls and made them into warehouses. So that's sort of kind of, you know, really going after the mall directly or indirectly, right? You know, whether it's with online sales and then their actual physical remains. So it's pretty interesting. Maybe open and repurpose them as schools to help with social distancing because they have a lot of space. You know, those are some of the ideas that have been floated around by investors.
Cool, very nice. 像 Sam 提到的，其实是对于他们像这些购物中心的何去何从，已经有一些相对来说的一些投资者在考虑。就比如说 Sam 提到的，一般情况下，这种购物中心在一个城市或者是一个社区是处于一个较好的位置，他们就会想办法去重新利用，一个较好的位置去从事。比如说是在像其中有一个是他们会再次选择另外的一种，就刚刚说到这个叫做 anchor store， 就是另外一个mall，然后去吸引客户。还有呢，就比如说是他们会像 Sam 提到那个非常好的，就是在亚马逊，亚马逊呢也是购买了一些这些现在是处于空置的购物中心，然后他们会将其重新开发，然后他们在就是变为整个亚马逊的一个放置货物的一个地方。所以可见我觉得就是有问题然后想办法解决问题，或者是再重新利用再次开发一个思想去解决现有的问题。所以可见无论是哪一个行业或者是哪一个整个的一个年代都会存在一些不同的变化，所以我就想用一句话来结束今天的内容，就是唯一不变的可能就是变化。以上呢就是节目的全部内容，非常感谢大家的收听，我们下期再会。
每周财经节目由瑞迈太平洋房地产 REMAX Pacific 总裁胡秀平山里胡冠名播出，电话 425-321-2659。